Praise the Lord. We shouldn't forget. With the consecration, it's about the priesthood. It's not just about saying, Lord, I give myself to you. That's a personal consecration. It's good that we belong to him after we have been born again. It's good that we give ourselves to him. But the consecration for the priesthood and for the priestly service, that's a special consecration. That's what we have to realize. It's not about the sin offering and the trespass offering. Everybody can take it, and everybody should experience that. But for the priests, it is really necessary for the consecration in the priestly service. But in the end, we'll have problems like Nadab and Abihu. Instead of being pleasing to the Lord got angry and put fire in them, sent fire. It came out of heaven and devoured them. The Lord doesn't devour the offerings, but the priests. And the Lord wants to show us we have to honor the Lord. Now, service to the Lord, you can't just do anything. We are often so presumptuous. I serve according to my understanding of the scriptures. I do this and that, and then in the end, there's fire from above. Instead of serving him in a pleasing way, I die spiritually. I don't mean that you die physically, but spiritually, the death is coming. And that's why we see so many I don't want to make others, but I don't want to criticize other people. Yeah, it's not about criticizing. Sorry, I forgot a lot of my German. But that's the reality. Even among us, it's like that. If we are not serving him in a pleasing way, it says, serve him acceptably in English. It's not. It's just, he likes it. But it's about being acceptable. Don't think that our God accepts everything. For sure not. God has his way. And that's why Hebrews says, if we serve as priests in the house of the Lord, we have to serve him acceptably. He has to accept it first. If we serve him not according to his will and not do what he said, then it doesn't work. It will not be acceptable. And then we also have to have fear of God. We have to honor him and give him honor and respect him. If you just do anything for God, if you just do anything, you don't respect him. Yeah, I'm the father. Oh, why do you do what you want? In Malachi it says, you do whatever you like. And you give a message of something that he doesn't want to speak. I speak according to my own invention, what I found on the internet. That's the message of the internet and not the message from above. That's why Isaiah is on the throne. In Isaiah 6, the first thing he said, "Praise the Lord. I have such a heavenly vision." We would say that. Or we would be proud. I've seen the vision at the throne of God. But he saw the reality. God, who is so holy, he sits up there. What did he say? "Woe me," he said. "I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips." We all have unclean lips. I say what I want. I react how I like, without asking, "Lord, is that what you want to say?" If a prophet says something, anything he thinks, then he's a false prophet. A prophet only speaks if the burden of the word of God has come to him. Then the prophet has to speak exactly what the Lord wants to say. Then we are the messengers of the Lord. The Lord said that the priests, they are the messengers of the Lord. What is a messenger? The messenger shouldn't give his own message. The messenger has to get the message from him and deliver it faithfully. Then he is a messenger of the Lord. It's not so easy that we just say something, but are according to the heart of the Lord, what he wants to speak. And this exercise of the priests, this practice, is not so easy. In our flesh, in our self, we react and we say this and that. No, we shouldn't. That's why we need the sin offering. Because it's a sin in us that makes us presumptuous. In Psalm 19, it talks about the sin of presumptuousness. Yeah, protect me from the sin of presumptuousness, that I don't sin against you. When I say something to you that God didn't say, do you think God would say amen? That's why I often told the saints, don't say amen so quickly. Even sometimes, when the brother before finishes saying something, you already said amen. It has become a habit to say amen. You have to test it first and see is it from the Lord. That's why Paul said in the epistle of the Corinthians, when a prophet speaks, two or three, then everybody should say amen. Well, now you have to test it first. Examine it first. Don't think everybody who speaks, you should say amen. It's not so cheap. You have to test it first. We have a spirit in us that confirms. The anointing lives in us, and we have to test things. Even Paul in Acts, yeah, he specifically mentioned the Bereans because they were better than the others. Why were they better? In what way? Because when they heard from Paul, they said amen right away and accepted, but they went home and tested what he said, that whether it's the word of God. That's better. In the end, you just eat anything that's not coming from the Lord. And the saints, the believers, we believe that, and this one has this theology, and he should know. We just accept anything and have not tested it. If this food is holy food, and we eat it, and then it comes into us, and we can't take it out. That's why the Lord warned them from the leaven of the Pharisees. The leaven. Oh, he said sauerkraut instead of leaven. No, it's leaven. It reminds me of the sauerkraut factory that was the meeting hall in Plining before. But it's the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And the apostles thought it's about sauerkraut. They thought it's about bread, about buns or rolls from Germany. No, the Lord spoke about the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Their doctrine, their understanding didn't come from the Spirit, from the anointing, not from the Lord. Didn't come from their true experience. Paul said, I do not dare to speak of what the Lord has not worked through Christ in me. And that's why our speaking doesn't have an effect. The Word of God is living. It's not a doctrine. It's effective. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And it exposes the thoughts of the heart. That has an effect. If it's just teaching, if it's wrong or right, it doesn't have an effect. When I talk about something, about the food in the U.S., and I understand it, but it doesn't have an effect because there is no reality. When I'm in the U.S., I just think of German rolls, and I want it, but that doesn't feed me. Or Black Forest cake. What does it help if I know it? I need the Black Forest cake in front of me. I don't say that you should bring Black Forest cake for us. But that's how it is. From the menu, I can't live. I need the true food. And the Lord says, I'm the bread of life. Who eats of me? Have you ever heard from anywhere that you can eat Jesus? Have you heard in Korea that you can eat Jesus? The Lords will, the people will say, oh, I'm not a cannibal. When Jesus said, who eats of me will live through me, they all ran away. How can he give us his flesh to eat? But the Lord said, eat me, and you will live through me. That's why Paul said the service in the New Covenant is not of the letter. It's not explanations. It's not interpretation of the Bible. And when we have the prophetic word, we read it in the Bible. What we should not do is have our own interpretation, because the word was spoken by holy people that were inspired by the Holy Spirit. But for us, what kind of message should I give next week? I'll look at different books and at different sources and summarizes, and then I have a message. What does the Lord want to speak? If the Lord doesn't want to speak, I have nothing to say. Then I'll close my mouth. That's how it is. We have to serve the Lord acceptably, how it says in Hebrews. It's not about pleasing Him, but does He accept it? If the Lord doesn't accept it, then my service was in vain. Not just that it should be pleasing, but it should be with reverence. Yeah, like with reverence and with fear of God. Why do we need the fear of God? God will not say, as long as you serve me, it's okay. He was angry with Nadab and Abihu. In Hebrews, it says that we should serve God acceptably. It's because our God is a devouring fire. Where did he get this thought? Didn't he get it from Nadab and Abihu? And from Korah, when the earth opened up and swallowed up all of them? And that was written there, that we fear God and not just do anything. And Miriam and Aaron, she got leprosy. Don't think that our God accepts anything. We should not have respect, but we should, fear God. Praise the Lord. That's why this consecration is important. That's why we don't just talk about consecration in general, but if we want to be consecrated as priests, we have to serve Him acceptably. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think time